The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With a growing economy and population, the demand on our country's critical infrastructure as we know it is immense. In recent years, the task of supplying water to the people of Ireland has received a lot of attention, with periods of water shortages around the country. What can be done to address our water supply issues, and is harvesting the Shannon the solution? Well, Angela Ryan is asset manager with Uisce Éireann, and she joins me now. Angela, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, let's talk about pinch points. Where are the pinch points?
So, Pat, there would be pinch points throughout the country. So, particularly in the Eastern and Midlands area of the country. So, the area including County Dublin, Meath, Wicklow and Kildare. There's huge amount of population growth in that area. A huge amount of industry. It's growing all the time. And the water supplies in that area are quite...
So, quite how close are we all the time? I mean, obviously in the winter when there's loads of water and the reservoirs are pretty full, we're not worried. But in the summer, how close are we to running dry?
In fact, Pat, we'd have difficulties throughout the year with the water supply in that area. So at present, we have large abstractions from the River Liffey. It's a relatively small river, so it's the 19th largest river in the country. Our two main water treatment plants, they abstract 85% of the water for the region from that river. And those water treatment plants operate at full capacity 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
So okay, so we're really pushed to keep the supply going.
Yeah.
Now, we do extract a huge amount of water from the River Liffey, because we're going to talk about the Shannon in a moment and some of the objections. What percentage of the River Liffey's flow do we actually extract?
So we take about 40% of
40%.
The flow of the River Liffey. So effectively, that amount of water to abstract that is only possible because of the dams on the River Liffey. So the amount of water we take effectively means that the river has turned into a canal for the rest of the river. We take most of the water from the river up at Poolafuca Reservoir, so that's at the top of the catchment, and another large abstraction down at Leek Slip. So really the flow in the River Liffey by the time it gets to Dublin is really negligible compared to what it should be.
Okay, so we're taking a huge amount of water out of it. We can take no more. That's the answer to that question.
We can't take any more at present. It would increase the vulnerability of the area, and we would have to apply for a licence for that. It's unlikely that we would get that licence.
Now, your critics will say, fix the leaks and we've no problem. What do you say to that?
Well, fixing the leaks is a measure that we're undertaking right now. So we're already fixing leaks in the Greater Dublin area and nationally. So last year we would have spent €250 million fixing leaks. So we do that through active leakage control, find and fix, pressure management across the distribution networks, first fix on private properties and water mains.
Now, you probably saw this headline. It's one of those tabloid type headlines in the Irish Daily Mail. Water loss to leaks in system would fill 8 million baths.
So again, as I'm saying, at present, the leakage levels in Ireland are quite high compared to European norms. So our leakage nationally is about 37%. It's 32% in the Greater Dublin area. And we're looking to bring that down to 20% in the Greater Dublin area by 2030. So over the next 6 years, that will drop dramatically. But fixing leaks doesn't change the issue that we have, where we're over-abstracting from
our population is growing and
water body,
all the rest of it. The idea of fixing leaks, and you're doing the best you can, it does involve a lot of disruption. And would the public, if you were trying to get it down to really low levels of leakage, would the public put up with the kind of disruption, roads up here, there and yon, streets blocked off? Would they tolerate it?
It is very, very difficult, that type of work. The distribution network in the Greater Dublin area is 9,500 kilometres long. So if you were to stretch out that pipeline, that's approximately the distance from Dublin to Beijing. So it's a lot of pipeline. And it's very, very disruptive to build, to reconstruct that. It's in the middle of roads. However, we do look at trenchless technology. We work with the local authorities on that. So we are trying to increase
the amount. Explain, the trenchless technology means you don't dig up the road. So you've got to approach it from one end. And what? Do you put stuff through it? Or
So with trenchless technologies, we would look to dig pits at either end of a water main, and we will pull a new water main through the existing water main. So that's called pipe bursting. We do that where we can, but there's always going to be an element of digging up the roads. Yeah. So if you think every single house has a connection onto that water main, so even though you put you reconstruct the water main trenchless, you've got to dig all of those slit trenches from every single property out to meet up with that main and the road.
Now, so what is very difficult. What is the material that you pull through the pipe in that kind of situation?
So it's plastic pipe, high density polyethylene pipe. So it's a flexible pipe. It's a welded pipe, so we need joints every 80 to 100 metres on that. So it's really, really robust. And because it has less joints than our existing pipelines, it will be more robust.
And you presume that that plastic weld is going to hold for 50 years or whatever?
Yes, we test the welds after they've been welded on site. So it's really, really good. It's a melted weld, so you get a full seal on the pipes.
Yeah, it's like seamless plastic weld, really.
Seamless plastic weld. But again, as I was saying, every single property connection then has to be made onto that pipe, so we would put a tapping.
Does that mean that you have to breach the pipe for every house then?
Yes, that is the case. So the larger diameter water mains, what we would do is we would take a smaller pipe off them and use it as a feeder pipe from
okay so
houses.
You have a little canal, if you like,
yes,
from which you feed the houses rather than breach the big pipe
on the footpaths, particularly in high density areas.
Okay, so you're working as fast as you can. Are you constrained by budget, or do you have enough budget to fix the leaks?
So at present, we have enough budget, but Uisce Éireann, we have developed out over the last 10 years our supply chain. So we have good contractor frameworks set up, and we could always spend more money in that space. So at present, we're developing our revenue control for the years 2025 to 2029. That will be submitted to our regulator within the next 3 or 4 weeks, and that will set out our funding requirements for the next 5 years and what we would like to spend in those areas.
Is there an issue with personnel trying to find the people to do this work?
At present, that is a challenge. So obviously, there's nearly 0% unemployment in the country. And also, some of that work is very specialist work. We're undergoing a transformation process right now where all of the local authority staff who used to work in water services are transferring over to Uisce Éireann at present. So that will take place over the next 2 years. We're trying to encourage as many of those staff, those really, really skilled staff to come over to us. However, some of them may retire, some of them may stay within the local authorities.
Now, in terms of taking water from the Shannon, you're taking currently 40% of the waters of the River Liffey. What are you proposing to take from the Shannon?
We're proposing to take 2% of the annual flow
from
the
river.
So
when people start shouting about, you know, stealing the water from the Shannon, I mean, what do you do? Because it is like ludicrous, that kind of complaint. It is ludicrous.
Well, it's a very small abstraction that we're proposing from a very, very large water body. So in essence, it's the type of water source we should be looking to utilise across Ireland. We should be looking to the large water bodies, ones that have dams, ones that have great resilience, and ones where we won't have an environmental
impact. Now, what about people who say, if you take that water, we won't be able to sail our boats in the northern reaches of the Shannon? What do you say to them?
So we're looking to work with the ESB. So essentially, the water we're proposing to abstract from the River Shannon is water that's currently used for hydro generation at Ardnacrusha electricity station on the lower River Shannon. So there's actually no net loss in terms of navigation. So instead of the ESB taking that water and putting it down their turbines, we'll instead use it for water.
Does that mean Ardnacrusha will be dead?
No, so it's a very small amount of water. So on average, the ESB would put about an average of 180 cubic metres per second of water down through those turbines. We'll be looking for 3.5. So it's a tiny percentage. Tiny amount of that.
Okay, so then you take the water out. Where does it go? Where is the pipeline running?
Okay, so when we abstract the water, we're proposing to build a water treatment plant at Bird Hill. So that's just alongside the M7. From there, we'll treat the water. So the treated water will occur in Tipperary.
And will that be potable water at that point?
That will be potable water at that point. And that brings an enormous economic potential to the whole Eastern and Midlands region.
There will be no shortage of potable water.
No shortage of potable water. Our pipeline will be 1.6 metre pipeline from that plant in Bird Hill up to the outskirts of Dublin. But we will serve communities right along the way. Yeah. So of the water treatment plant, approximately two-thirds of the water will go to Dublin, one-third to the towns.
Will there be a reservoir built along the way?
So there's a small brake pressure tank in Clochjordan at the high point. So we'll pump the water up 40 kilometres to a high point in Clochjordan, and from there it will gravitate.
It'll be gravity feed all the way down.
Gravity feed.
Now, it's going to go through, what, 500 farms?
True 500 farms, but we're already in negotiations with those farm owners.
I have a little bit of experience here. A long time ago, I worked as a student engineer on gas feeder main number 2 through the British Midlands. And it involved going through farmland, replacing land drains, because they use a lot of land drains in Britain. And that was one of my jobs, to mark the land drains. I'd walk behind the digger in the trench. Highly dangerous. I wouldn't be allowed to do it now in a mucky trench. Anyway, years later, I went back. I was driving along the motorway and I was looking for the point that I knew the pipeline had crossed. I looked left and right. There was no indication that any work had ever taken place there. Reinstatement was 100%.
And that will be exactly the same with this project. So we already have pipelines that size running down from Kildare into Dublin, running from Cork County into Cork City. In general, those pipelines under farmland, we return the farmland to full farm use afterwards. So you don't see those. They're buried mains. They're potable water trunk mains. They're completely silent and you don't see that infrastructure.
Yeah. And they're very big. I mean, about old money, 5 feet in diameter. They're made of steel. Are they wrapped in bitumen?
So they're made of steel and they have an internal liner within them. And that is to ensure the water.
How future-proof does that make our water supply?
That brings our water supply into the next century in Ireland. It really reinforces the water supply for eventually around 50% of the population of the country. So it is an enormous generational project for us in terms of water supply.
When I was thinking of this last night, I was thinking of Airgrid and the interconnectivity, not alone north and south and across to France and all the rest, but all around the country. If there's power shortage in Kerry, they can divert power maybe from Athlone and feed Kerry. What about interconnectivity in the water supply? Is that possible?
It is possible. Right now, we have a very, very fragmented water supply. So around the country, we have about 540 individual water supplies. So that is a huge amount. For instance, in Northern Ireland, a population of about 1.5 million people, they've 24 water supplies. So we're a huge outlier in that context. So we developed our national water resources plan. So we looked at every single one of those water supplies and we would like to interconnect them more throughout the country. The Shannon project is one of the first projects that will do that. But we also have similar projects designed for Cork, for up in Donegal, for Galway.
And I mean, local water supplies where people are using wells for their own private water supply. The concern is about contaminated groundwater and all of that. You'd prefer to have a superb original supply that would be distributed to everybody.
That would be the ideal, Pat. In some areas of the country, there are very, very good protected groundwater sources, so they'll always remain. But really for the large urban centres, with the new regulations and the quality requirements of drinking water, more regionalisation and interconnectivity.
Now, the provision of water is your main activity, but obviously Irish Water or Uisgearán are dealing with foul water as well and storm water. I mean, is there any hope that we'll separate out those to limit the stress on treatment plants?
Absolutely. So, Pat, we're progressing projects right now that split out our networks. Also, any of the new housing that is built is always built with separate systems. There And we're also going to develop out integrated drainage and wastewater plans for all our large urban centres. And that will look to not just separate out systems, but look at not allowing storm water to get into those systems in the first place.
Now, frequently you'll hear developers complaining they can't get a connection to Irish Water and therefore they cannot proceed. What do you say to those? Because they seem to be loud and frequent.
Although they may be loud, it is relatively infrequent. So in 2023, we would have issued connection offers that would realistically allow for 42,000 properties within Ireland. Last year, we rejected applications for 489. So it's a very, very small percentage that we say no to. That amount will grow, however, and that is the importance of progressing on this key and strategic infrastructure. We're a very, very high growth country. And if we don't get ahead of the infrastructure, providing for housing will become increasingly difficult.
Listeners saying, why don't you take water from places that are prone to flooding? And obviously this will increase with climate change and so on. That's where you'll get your water and also save the locals from getting their feet wet.
Well, the Shannon, I think we would all know, is one of those rivers that is prone to flooding. It is a very slow-moving, meandering river. But really, the amount of water we take for drinking water abstraction, particularly from those big rivers, isn't going to really resolve flooding problems. However, having a public water supply there does focus attention on those areas.
Finally, people who are complaining, for example, in Enniscorthy, there were outages. What's the future for them?
So in County Wexford at present, we're bringing on some new groundwater supplies in that area. And we would have had some successes over the summer with that. So the Flag Hole in Wexford, we brought on a new borehole to facilitate that. And really, there was upwards of 500,000 additional population went in for the duration of that festival. So we successfully managed, working with Wexford County Council, to bring on new supplies. Mm.
It's a very interesting job you have. When will I be drinking water from the Shannon?
Hopefully by 2032. So at present, we've received government approval to go to the next stage, which is the planning stage for the project. So we're hoping to submit a planning application for the project in about quarter three next year. After that, once we get planning approval, it's relatively non-complex infrastructure.
Yeah.
So we have a water treatment plant this size.
Dig a hole, stick a pipe down, cover it
over. Stick a pipe down. It'll take approximately 4.5 to 5 years to construct. So hopefully by 2032. Yeah.
On time and on budget, one hopes. Angela Ryan, Asset Strategy Manager at Ishcare, and thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.